The direction of the British government has left little doubt. Britain is heading for a no-deal Brexit at the end of this October. But opponents of the UK Premier are not sitting idly by. Most prominent critic of the government, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, has threatened to bring down the government to avert a disastrous hard Brexit. Have a listen.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants to take Britain out of the European Union by the latest Brexit deadline at any cost. And the possibility of a no-deal departure seems not to be much of a worry for him. He insists that the result of the 2016 referendum must be respected and therefore Britain will leave by October 31st, whatever the circumstances.
We are going to leave the European Union on October the 31st, which is what the people of this country voted for, it's what MPs voted for.
Johnson has instructed civil servants to prioritize preparations for the possibility of a no-deal scenario. Reports suggest that EU leaders have now arrived at the conclusion that Britain will eventually crash out of the bloc without any deal. Critics are warning that crashing out of the European Union would have grave consequences for businesses, cause border chaos, and shoot up the price of food and other essential goods.
You know, no-deal Brexit would, for the UK, would mean a sharp decline in the value of the currency, the pound, the British pound, and therefore losses for investors in stocks and British pounds, I mean British bonds. Owners of financial assets will take a hit.
The British Premier is believed to have chosen his current path after concluding that leaders of the European Union are highly unlikely to budge on the agreement that they hammered out with former Prime Minister Theresa May. But will Johnson's opponents allow him to handle Brexit his way? Voices against the no-deal departure are getting louder. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has been perhaps the most outspoken critic of Johnson's approach.
The Prime Minister seems desperate to take Britain out of the European Union on 31st of October without a deal. The problems of that are huge on food, medicine, jobs, industry and investment. But he also seems to be lining up with Donald Trump and all of his administration to do some kind of sweetheart trade deal.
Corbyn took his opposition to a whole new level this week by launching a campaign to oust the British Premier.
And now we all know Corbyn cannot do this alone, and that's for sure. In trying to oust Johnson, he will definitely need powerful allies like the Liberal Democrats. Can he get influential MPs on board with his surprise plan? Some believe Corbyn is right now testing waters, but what if he manages to implement his ambitious agenda? Looming Brexit deadline is sending jitters throughout Britain and the European Union alike. But EU leaders say that they won't give an inch. Now, this has almost eliminated the possibility of any new deal between London and Brussels. Will any of the two sides change course before it's too late? Let's watch this next report.
The Labour leader has sent a letter to leaders of other major parties and important rebel Tories asking for their backing. Influential British politicians opposed to Johnson's policies have been discussing a national unity government. Will Corbyn's call get their support? In his letter, the opposition Labour leader has set out his plan for a vote of no confidence in Johnson's government. Corbyn has called on other parties to help remove the government and form a caretaker cabinet led by him until a general election is held.
I hope that they will all support the motion of no confidence that I will put, and that will ensure that this government then cannot continue with this headlong pursuit of a no-deal Brexit.
The Premier has a very slim parliamentary majority, just one seat. This has left him particularly vulnerable to losing any such no-confidence vote. How have potential allies reacted to Corbyn's call? The SNP and Plaid Cymru have not ruled out backing a cross-party coalition to avert a no-deal scenario. But Lib Dem says Corbyn's plan is not viable. The coming days will probably show if Corbyn's offer is taken seriously. What happens if the British government is ousted as demanded by the Labour leader? Corbyn says if that happens, he will seek another referendum on Brexit. But for now, Johnson is fully in charge and claims he is still open to talks with European leaders. Britain and the EU have held many rounds of talks, but deep differences remain. Both sides have dug their heels in, and there is little chance of any breakthrough. The uncertainty surrounding Britain's departure from the European Union is a source of anxiety for many in the UK, the EU, and other places around the world. The worries are once again intensifying ahead of the October 31st deadline.